This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Chet Buchanan Before the Show show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It is Toy Drive Week.
Yes, it is.
Toy Drive Week. Here we go. I'm at the point right now. And certainly Spence knows this. And I guess, Kayla, you've been around. This is your fifth toy drive now?
Yes, sir.
I just want to get going.
Yeah.
At this point, let's just get going. Let's just get started.
Put him up there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, here's the thing. And it has nothing to do with me or us or any of that other kind of stuff. It has everything to do with what we've got to do between now and two Mondays from now. And that is 37 trucks and 8,757 bikes. And, well, wait. 807,058 bikes and 449 dollars in cash and gift cards, and we got to come up with that in the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
We got to go. Well, okay, nothing. We got to go.
Yeah.
Yep.
We got to go. We got things to do. So it starts Thursday at NV Energy on West Sahara, just west of Jones. More importantly, though, well, it's equally as important, different category. Mary Spencemas.
Mary Spencemas, everybody.
Mary Spencemas.
Nobody is happier than my wife that you share a birthday with her.
And I always forget, and I feel that's, I don't feel selfish about celebrating Spencemas and giving Spencemas presents and Spencemas cards, which I do every, on Spencemas Eve.
Can I say this with kindness? No one loves their birthday more than Spence. No one loves the attention more than Spence. And I say that with love. I mean, I embrace. No one's embraced Spencemas over the years more than me.
You have.
I mean, truly, because I know one other person that celebrates their birthday for an entire month, and everybody always says they do. No, they really do. No one loves their own birthday. And again, I say this with kindness because it may come off wrong. No one loves it more than Spence.
I love the Spencemas tradition that you do every single year, which is walk around the office and give out a Spencemas card and then did you give out gifts this year?
Yeah. So what happens is we get a lot of promotional items at the radio station throughout the year. And much to the chagrin of the people I work with, that I clutter our office with it.
That's the part of this I hate. But yes, you're right. No. But again, I support. You understand?
Yeah, you do.
I play my role on all sides.
Years ago, Kayla tried to clean the office and get rid of Spencemas gifts. That was met with a battle.
Kayla almost died.
Y'all make it sound like I was trying to get rid of your stuff. I was just trying to isolate it to like a shelving unit as opposed to having it randomly throughout
By
the office.
By shelving unit, you mean dumpster.
Yeah.
Because it was leaving. You were not. You were like, we don't need all this crap.
I don't remember that at all, but I will take your word for it.
I do, so. Because you know why? You almost died. You don't remember the day of your death, nearly?
No, I do not. Huh. That happens pretty often.
So I take all that promotional stuff, and then I re-gift it to everybody throughout the office. So everybody got stuff from that and from the Terrible Herbs Golf Tournament.
And it's a great thing because he goes through the office going, Mary Spencemas! And then everybody goes, what are you talking about? Well, it's my birthday. And they go, oh, happy birthday!
That's fun.
See, it's beautiful. It's beautiful in its simplicity. It's beautiful in its treachery, and it's beautiful
in the fact that
there's love spread throughout the land.
Thank you very much.
And my wife is so happy about it because then this way, the attention's all on him, and it's not me sitting in here crying for 4 hours about how much I love my wife.
Oh, that's very sweet.
So she loves that.
Happy birthday to Amy.
So Mary and Britney Spears as well. Don't forget. It's Britney Spears. Everybody's all in there. Toy Drive starts on Thursday. It's Toy Drive Week, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
I haven't even had a chance to say good morning to Lil Jess yet. Hi, Lil Jess.
Good morning.
You made it back safely, obviously.
I did.
When did you come back from California?
2 a.m. on Friday morning.
Oh, smart.
Yeah, and I left 7 p.m., Thursday evening, we got to the Cajon Pass, and the snow came down. Everyone was stopped. I was at the last exit before you go up on the Cajon Pass.
Yeah.
I turned to my son. I was like, we're going to be here a while. He was like, take the exit. And I was like, really? Okay. Took the exit. They and those people on there took 9 hours to get from L.A. to Vegas.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah, crazy.
Oh. Well, so good for you leaving early, but sorry about the weather.
Oh, no big deal.
Yeah, the backup was 20 miles at one point.
Yeah,
I read yesterday.
That's crazy. Insane.
Crazy. In fact, a friend of ours was really smart that he had to fly back east to leave to go back to his job. And I said, so are you gonna battle it on Sunday? And he goes, taking the first flight out on Monday.
Yeah,
they know. I already told him I'm coming in a little bit late. He goes, no big deal. I'll stay later. So he was flying out at like 5 o'clock this morning.
And
just to avoid all of the nuttiness that would be McCarran yesterday.
You know what's funny is I've dropped my wife off many times Monday morning at the airport.
Yeah.
That exactly is not nuttiness. That's pretty crazy as well.
Right. Different nuttiness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I would imagine that in this instance.
Right.
You'd hope, anyway. I don't know. Yeah. Everybody have a good Thanksgiving?
It was great for us. We hopped around to a couple of different locations, which is always fun.
Yeah, where did you two meet up at? I saw pictures and had severe FOMO.
Across the street from your house. We were waiting as long as possible.
Oh, that's nice. So I never got a text.
Well, I thought you would be there at one point.
She left before you got to our old boss's house.
Right.
Yeah.
I would have hustled it up.
I didn't want to rush you or anything.
Honestly, so. Another friend of ours, it was like 7 o'clock, because we were hanging out, my wife and my brother-in-law have not spent Thanksgiving together since she was 6 years old. The family had split, and he went with one parent, and she went with the other parent.
Okay.
I never knew this story until this weekend, and that they had never spent another Thanksgiving together. Until just, you know, then he got married, so he was always off with his wife's family and with his, you know, little family and stuff like that. And then she got married, so she was always with me. And
that's so interesting, because I feel like your brother-in-law and I feel like Amy and your brother-in-law are actually pretty close.
Tight.
You know what I mean? And the idea that they don't spend a family holiday together pretty often is shocking.
That's why my mind was blown by the whole thing. So we were, but it had reached its end.
Right.
I mean, okay, enough already. Let's go. I mean, and I was on the couch, and you could see, like, everybody was kind of like, who's going to make the first move? And then I realized I should probably throw myself on the sword, but I didn't want to be that guy. Because at the end of it, Amy and I have been together 10 years. That's still their family. You know, it's my family, too.
Right.
But I can't be the one to go, yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So at about 7, though, got a text from another one of our friends, our boy Dan, who was also at that same house that you guys were at.
Right.
And he sent me a text, and then I just kind of flashed it to my wife, and we needed to feed the dogs. We were way overdue to feed the dogs.
Gotcha.
I'm like, oh, we better go feed those dogs. And then literally, I haven't seen her mom move that fast in 5 years. She's like, here, get out. I mean, literally, it was like that.
I already offered you a Tupperware of leftovers.
Yeah, it was all of that. Like, so it was finally, once the ice was broken, then everybody was all in. Like, everybody, get out of here. But cool. Any other stories?
Yeah,
we also
went to a P1's Friendsgiving on Friday.
That's
with,
right,
at Saudi's
yeah.
house, which was pretty awesome, too. So that was pretty cool.
What?
You got the invite.
Did I?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, you did.
I don't think I was coherent.
You were working that night, though. You were working I saw you posting all about it.
Opportunity Village.
Yes.
That's what it was. Yes, so I maintained sobriety.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I drank enough for the both of us. Don't worry.
Fantastic. Yeah. All right, good. Well, we want to hear all your stories. First Pick coming up next.
With the First Pick. It's the First Pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First Pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First Things First. On 98.5 KLUC.
We cannot contain Kayla telling the story of the absolute best part of her week. She was starting to go, and just I said, you got one? And she just started, I'm like, save it for a second. So go.
We are up. We're up on the weekend. My boyfriend and I, our household is a big victory, big V there. My boyfriend was at the UNLV UNR game. And I'm not saying
that. Is he on the sidelines?
Yes, he was working.
Was he able to throw a punch?
No. Thank
God.
Did
one of them townies get him?
Although he said that people were throwing things at him, which was not fun.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that UNLV one because of him, but I'm not saying that.
Sure.
So my boyfriend, one victory there. Yesterday, he played golf with his buddies, and he won everything. So he won like $100 playing golf with his buddies.
You're freezing.
I know. I don't know how he did it. And then last night, I won like $200 playing the Keno. Or not Keno, sorry, playing whatever game
I
was playing.
Is there ever a more Vegas thing than that?
No, I'm just
Sunday
thinking,
night. Yeah. Sunday night. You gotta get your fix. And there, this is what everybody thinks we are.
No, we just went to go visit our friend Ryan, who's a bartender at the bar down the street from us. And so we went to go visit him, and then we just popped some in, and I was like, I just kept winning. I'm like, this is awesome.
You were drinking last night?
No, I had like one drink.
Degenerate. I was like, wow.
I tried to go visit my friends.
4-day weekend, and you still got to go out for the Sunday night struggle.
You know you've made it at your local bar when they invite you to their VIP party. I got invited to the VIP party last night.
Is that a good thing?
No.
She's playing the four spot Keno too. The hardcore stuff. Got to pull back on the four spot.
Is that hardcore?
No.
I don't know.
Because I'm like, Kayla and hardcore, doesn't really go together.
No, not at all.
Unless we're talking like quilting. You know, but like gambling.
She seems like the Keno's her about her speed.
I get Keno because you just pick the you pick the numbers and you hit go.
Well, I thought
so it's easy.
Bingo would be your real game, but this would be
But they don't have that on the machine.
Sometimes I miss a number and bingo. That's the reason.
Is it a Dotties? Is it a Dotties?
Is that what you? Not a Dotties.
Much love to much love Dotties.
That would be funny.
I love you. I have no problem with you whatsoever. What's the absolute best part of your weekend, Spence?
You know what? I haven't watched a UNLV football game with such joy. I mean, it was really fun, and I thought they were going to blank the bed at the end. I thought
sure.
for sure they were going to just screw it all up because they were up 27-13. And, man, it was pretty awesome. The fight, whatever with the fight, whatever.
Yeah, there's a lot of blame to go around there.
Yeah, there's plenty of blame.
There's plenty of blame to go around there.
And by the way, the Reno kid is a Gorman guy. Our quarterback is a Liberty guy.
Yeah.
And you know, just last week, Liberty beat Gorman and knocked them out of the state championship for the first time in 10 years. And so it was just an awesome game. Good job.
Hey, but when you buy a ticket and you go to a game, you're a spectator. You're not a participant.
Yes.
So stay out of it. Stay out of it.
Yours?
Yeah. Oh, God. Where do I go? I guess... I'm glad you brought up the Opportunity Village tree lighting.
Yeah.
Because that might have been it. You know what's awesome about this town? Like they, in other cities, they had their big Christmas celebration. Bigger city, way bigger places than us. And they had their big celebration and their big entertainment is the Yada Yada High School Choir. And there's nothing against that.
Mm-hmm.
But Opportunity Village tree lighting, we have Lorena Peril, who sings all over the world, and she's the star of fantasy at the Luxor, which, you know, no matter how you feel about that, here people come from around the world to go to that show.
That's cool.
Yeah.
You go up on stage and introduce a 2-time Grammy winner, Clint Holmes, who also performed, and our buddy Melody Sweets, who, again, she performed. She literally kind of like parachuted back into town, did this gig. She's staying for the holidays, and then right back out. To perform again.
Oh, wow.
And the idea that we have that kind of talent that we living here, we just go, okay, cool.
We really are spoiled.
Totally
honestly.
Spoiled. And it was great. And the mayor and the fact that that any one of us in this room looks at the mayor and goes, that's our friend. And she's like, yeah, I'm going to be there on Thursday. Don't go up on the scaffold till I get there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, you better be on time. And the fact that we can have that kind of conversation is just, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Well, Jess, out of all of your experiences over the weekend.
Well, Wednesday we left to LA and my son's best friend's mother saw my Instagram and she was like, hey, you know, what are you guys doing tonight? Can you bring him by? And we'll surprise Aiden. So they went to Bonner Elementary for kinder together. So we surprised him and it was just really nice. Unplanned, unscheduled, and it was just nice to hang around with our favorite family and one of his best friends. So that was cool.
Best. Nice.
There's a lot to choose from here. 702-364-9898. What was the absolute best part of your weekend? A lot to choose from on the prizes too. 4-pack of tickets for Disney on Ice presents Mickey's Search Party. What the? I didn't know Mickey was missing. The Intersect Festival is this weekend, the Las Vegas Festival Grounds. That's that Casey Musgraves, Anderson .Paak, Foo Fighters, her, we've got free tickets for that. 4 tickets to the Las Vegas Bowl and a pair of tickets to go check out Madame Tussauds. All of that up for grabs, 702-364-9898. Go.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
It's Toy Drive Week, y'all, when we can't say it enough. Toy Drive starts Thursday.
Wow.
So get ready. It's freaking cold out there.
It's cold.
I don't like, you know what I realized this weekend? I don't like heat blowing on me. I don't. As it was getting colder, I the heat kicks on in the house and stuff like that. I don't like heat blowing on me unless I'm in the car. Then I very much like heat blowing on me.
That's very true.
But other than that, no, I don't like the heat blowing on.
I feel you on the cold, though, because I don't know what it is. I can't stand it. And I know you're...
Which? The cold?
The cold and you being up there for 12 days, and it looks like it's going to be a cold start to Toy Drive.
I'm okay with it. If it's like it was yesterday, cloudy and cold, yeah. Top out of 55 or 60, night doesn't matter because I got covers.
How many layers do you go with at night?
I don't know. Oh, Lord. I don't know. Seven. I don't know. that part doesn't matter. And it's not about that. If it makes you remember that we're doing Toy Drive and gets you to bring one more toy, one more bike, one more gift card, mission accomplished.
There you go.
Other than that, people go, oh, it's not that cold. I'd be up there in shorts. Well, good for you, idiot. You know what I mean? Fine. You can stay out in your backyard and wear shorts. And
catch the death of cold.
Feel free. No, and that's great. Whether you do or do not, that's fine. It's not an indoor. I am not Bear Grylls, nor have I ever proclaimed to be.
Right.
That's not what it's about. You got your focus in the wrong place. The focus is to try and make sure that every kid and every parent has something under that tree.
Yep.
For the holidays. All right. So let's get to it. First pick 702-364-9898. Christina, what was the absolute best part of your weekend?
We were able to surprise my 16-year-old with a new to her, but a used car, her very first car. And we were so excited. She was so excited.
Awesome.
That is good.
Yeah.
That's
so
good.
She was, so we put a bow on it and pulled up in the front of the house with it, and she was just so excited.
That was the question. So for everybody, and I've seen this on social a ton, because you know the Christmas car dealership ads have started, and they show the people with the bow on the car, and they're like, who does this? Well, you know who does that? Christina does that.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually does happen.
I want to know where the big bow store is. I've never seen a big bow before.
Yeah, where'd you get a big bow from?
We found it at Walmart.
All right.
Yeah.
What?
She says like we're idiots.
It's that
which
simple.
We may be. Which we may be. This is fun. I'm sorry, your name's not on the screen, but you saw something in Boulder City. What's your name?
WTF.
Oh, what's up, buddy? Oh, what was the absolute best part of your weekend?
I got an eagle at Boulder City Municipal on Saturday.
Got an eagle?
Oh, got eagle. An eagle. I thought you saw an eagle. This isn't nearly as exciting. I got to be honest. I thought he was going to give us the story of the splendor of nature and how he was just going along minding his own business. Maybe he had taken a little post-Thanksgiving walk, and then he saw an eagle, which would be an amazing thing. But instead, he's playing golf. You know what? Christina and JJ and Drea and Michelle and RJ and Mary, everybody stay on the phone. You're all in for the prizes along with WTF. And thank you for listening to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
When I'm going to work, dropping the kids to school.
Every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Merry Spencemas to one and all.
Merry Spencemas, Jeff.
Celebrating Spencemas today. It is Spence's birthday.
Yeah,
just in case you weren't already aware, if you didn't have it marked, if the alarm didn't go off in your phone yet. If it's scheduled for 7, I'm sorry. We didn't mean to jump the gun for you.
27 years ago today, kids. Give or take.
Is it wrong that I don't want to ever say happy birthday to you?
You should never.
You should only use Merry Spencemas.
Would you?
I don't know.
Why would you say happy birthday?
It just feels dirty, it shouldn't feel dirty. But Merry Spencemas.
I'm sorry, what feels dirty?
Saying happy birthday to Spence, it doesn't feel right.
Like, well, no, it's not. It's but not. How is it dirty?
I don't know. It just feels that way to me.
Fair enough. The Spencemas card this year, have you posted yet?
I probably will not post because it gives away my real age. So I just there is some mathematics involved, but it's not, you know.
Oh, that's funny. Are you really up to 180? Because what he did is he every year Spence does a Spencemas card this year's is Spence's baby, and you know how a lot of people when they have the newborn. Well, you can explain.
Yeah, when you do a newborn picture, you put how many months, and then you put their height. So if it's 9 months and the kid weighs 22 pounds and is now, you know, 32 inches tall. So I do the same thing, except as an adult with how many months, and there's a lot of months. And then I'm 69 inches tall and 108 pounds, 4 ounces. Mm-hmm. Which, yeah,
it's the butt, and it's the butt over back picture.
Yeah.
You know, that they do with fantastic. The babies. Yeah, with the baby, I'm just flat out.
And by the way, just in case, if you do see the pictures, I've sent it out a few times, my butt is just as smooth as in that picture.
And, you know what? And round.
Yeah. Yes. And round. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Good feeling story of the day came to light over Thanksgiving weekend. Three churches in Chicago, and boy, is Chicago taking a beating in the media this year, and probably rightfully so. They've had some problems there. Mm-hmm. But this is a nice story.
Okay.
Three churches recently got together and raised about $38,000. They used that to pay off millions of dollars in unpaid medical debt for 6,000 random families. We hear these kind of stories a lot, but I dig it. I like the idea of it. Maybe this is what we should do. Maybe this is what we should do in the spring and summer.
Smart.
Well, that would be great.
We should rock this. Do it like a penny at a time, and just see what we can swing together. They did it through a group called RIP Medical Debt that buys up debt from collection agencies for pennies on the dollar. The families recently got letters in the mail letting them know that their debt was forgiven just in time for the holidays. One of the women is named Carol Johnson. You're going to hear her in this audio. I'm going to play you in a second. They still owed $450. $450.
Wow.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
$450. Man. Have that hanging over your head like it was a million. No way, dude. Anyway, she owed $450 in medical debt for her mom, who has since passed away. Let me play the audio, because I'm not exactly sure. I mean, I listened to it earlier, but I don't remember what was in it.
Within those yellow envelopes is a blessing to let people know that there are people that they've never met that truly care about their future.
I wish that we could have more acts of kindness like that in our community.
My mom cannot enjoy this, but somebody else can.
That's what that was. So that was her at the end. That was Carol. She and her son were so touched by this whole thing that they scraped together that $450 that they would have owed. And for Thanksgiving, they donated it back to one of the churches.
Oh, wow. Amazing. Oh,
that's great.
So the church says with that $450, they can use that to feed a family of five for a week.
Wow.
Which that's is awesome. So there's so much good in all of that. And that's how that's your good feeling story of the day.
Oh, sometimes. I get a good feeling.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
So, a lot of people talk about meeting somebody, finding love for the holidays. I don't even know where to start with this. Kayla goes, what was it that this is the way to really get to know somebody?
Yeah, the questions you want to ask to really get to know someone.
Okay, so are you endorsing this?
I endorse two of the questions on this list of 25 questions you should be asking the person to get to know
them. Okay, two out of 25 is not very good.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this...
Wait, slow down. Not yet.
Yeah.
I want to try... Well, okay, so I think we're agreed. Wait, so then we're agreed on this. That this is terrible. That if you start spouting these off... Because what I'd like to do is role play.
Okay.
Because I hate lists. Mm-hmm. You know this already. I hate lists. So what I wanted to do is role play with somebody single, but I don't think we need to. I think we can. Now that you mention it, I think we can handle this right here.
Okay.
So were you bringing this up for just how ridiculous it is?
I was bringing it up because they feel like the most generic questions of all time. You know when you're talking, when there was, well.
Generic? Do that first one. Do the very first one, the one that you sent me yesterday.
Oh, the one I sent you yesterday.
Yeah, let's role play. Hi, Kayla. It's nice to meet you. What do you do for a living?
I work in radio. How about yourself?
Same.
Oh, lovely.
Which is funny that we've never met before.
That's really interesting.
Interesting. Where are you from?
I'm from a little town in Florida. The name is Venice. Where? What about yourself?
Same. It's funny that we've never met before.
You know what I'd really like to know? What did you wish for last?
I'm sorry, what?
What did you wish for last?
You're going to lead with that?
Is that not a bad thing to lead with?
Hold on. You're wishy-washy on me this now. Because now it sounds like you're in favor of this.
I'm only in favor of the two questions from here, and that's
it. Because honestly, if you jump in, at what point do you jump in with what did you wish for last?
You kind of have to tee it up, I guess, and go, let's play a little question, like a little Q&A game real quick, just to get to know each other.
This sounds like I'm not dating you.
I know, it sounds so corny, right?
This is what I'm saying. This is all ridiculous. And people are trying to pass this knowledge off as the best way to get to know someone and find love during the holidays. And so what I wanted to initially, what I was going to do was get somebody single and see if this would work. Would you run for the hills? Besides Lil Jess sitting right here. She's like, I'm sitting right here. Mm. Hello. Yeah. Get somebody in addition to you. Well, I mean, because you're a little jaded by us and our little reindeer games, too.
That question right there, I'd be like,
yeah. If somebody goes, what did you wish for last?
On your birthday, or I would,
you know what I would say? You know what I would say? I wish this date was over. I wished I'd never met you. I wished I'd never matched with you on Plenty of Fish.
You actually try to take the questions and turn them into just steps to try to get them home. So you go, what? Well, I wish that I had a date with you, and it came true. And then the next
smooth
one, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Well, two kids in a big house over in Summerlin South.
Yeah, are you really given the what do you see yourself in 5 years?
I didn't approve of that one. My only other question that I approved of,
what
on
did
this
you
list,
approve of? When is, could we have your official approved list, please?
When is the last time you were really angry and why?
At this list.
Okay.
I do like that one.
No, if somebody asked you that on a date,
well, because
you feel
then,
like,
I can avoid those
hold
things.
Up, though.
No, not just to avoid those things, but you know how someone, what triggers someone,
but
how little or big something can be to get someone upset.
But don't you feel like you're on a job interview?
Not with that question.
These are job interview questions. Where do you see yourself
in
5 years?
What are you most excited about in your life right now? These aren't dating questions.
What TV?
Go. No, you go.
Which TV or movie character do you identify with and why?
Honestly, I run the other direction because at that point, I'm looking. You know what I know you've done? You've gone on a website and you've come up with a list of questions.
Eric, yeah.
No, but you got to go with it. Then you just go, you look at him straight in the eye and you go, John Wick. And you don't stop staring.
I do love number 15,
Rambo.
Though.
If they're super hot, right? That's when you go with it, right?
Yeah, you put up with anything if they're super hot. Go for it.
Or are you so? Are you so, and by you, I mean me and us, as in general. Or are you so desperate that you just don't care, that you're willing to put up with this?
You would hope that these questions are woven in, you know, as
they're just not natural. But they're just not natural conversation.
None of it is.
Like we don't even. I can't.
What did you wish for last? Like at your birthday, or when throwing a coin into a fountain?
What I would do is I'd put these on 3x5 cards and then sit there and then go to the next one.
I would feel better about it if they had them on cards because I'd go, here, just give me the cards. And I'd go, yes, no, money, sex, you naked, me naked, to not be here anymore.
Right.
What is your relationship like with your family? What is your biggest fear? Tell me any of these are not just a complete turnoff. Who did you turn to as a child when you were scared, lonely, or hurt? This is why you're alone. If you're asking these questions, this is why you're alone. Am I right?
There's only two appropriate situations that you can ask these questions. I think we've decided is that if you're going on a blind date, you can definitely ask these questions.
No!
You can totally ask
these
on a blind
date. You'll never have a second date.
That's not true. If a guy asked me these, I would actually be real. And he was actually absorbing the information.
You know what else we've established in the course of this show? You're weird.
I'm not weird. I'm unique. And then you could do it. You could do it in speed dating. Those are the only two situations.
Okay. We have to do this. We need somebody else who's single. Somebody else who's single.
Okay.
Lil Jess, are you in?
Will you answer honestly? Yeah, I'm totally in.
And we need somebody else just for like a control measure.
Okay.
Somebody else random who's single. 702-364-9898. Because so far, I haven't seen anything. How do you deal with finances? Do you spend it? Mind your business and get me another drink, please. When I was young. Gave so many on the east side. We scared them. Not one single person has been, not one single person has been willing to go on the air with us on this deal. They called in. They're like, what number am I? Okay, we get, no, we're not doing a contest, although I'm willing to pay. And then it was like, no, we need you to, and they were like, about those questions? No. So if you're willing to stand up to the challenge, 702-364-9890, we need a single person. But in the meantime, I don't know if we have enough time to get through this. Lil Jess, you're up. You're going to have to take on the
entire load. Oh, goodness. Here we go.
You're going to have to take on the entire load on this. My question is, would you answer this question or would you start looking for the exit?
Okay.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
I would definitely answer it.
What are you excited about most in your life right now?
I would answer it. It would take me a second.
Would you? Do you want to go grab one of those?
Yeah, I can grab some.
Here, you know what? Here, I can do this. I can do this. Hello, you are on the air. What is your name?
It's Reyes.
You don't count. No, I'm just joking. Reyes, we're going to see Reyes a lot. Okay, if a girl starts to, if a girl starts asking you these questions, this is interesting. I didn't think about this from the dynamic of a girl asking a guy.
Right.
I was only thinking about
stupid guy asking questions like this to a female.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If a girl asks you, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Do you answer that?
No.
Which TV or movie character do you identify with and why? And why? Not just answer the question, but why? It's like an essay.
Yeah, I would say that. Yeah, Mickey Mouse, because I'm a nice guy. I like to bring happiness. I like to be fun.
I like that.
You, and then I walk away from you, from that answer.
You and Reyes are definitely not a match.
We're not a match.
I'm a cool guy, man.
Okay, so you answered that. What did you wish for last, like at your birthday or when throwing a coin into a fountain? Do you answer that or do you run?
That's going out of control there.
Why? Because they can help. The reason I like that question is because then I can help you create that scenario.
If I didn't met you, why would you want to help me already? How do you even know what's wrong with me?
Because why are we going on a date then? Why? So we can't pursue things
you and
together.
Reyes are not a match.
No, we are not a match. Apparently,
what happened? What's the one rule they say? What are you not supposed to talk about on a first date?
Politics.
I'm talking about finances, religion, politics, and whatever. Really?
Or
yeah.
You're not supposed to talk about your ex.
On your ex.
What happened in your last relationship that led you two to break up? You're asking that?
She asked too many questions.
And it literally says whether it's a first date, first hand, because I went, maybe this is farther along. You're literally talking about, thankfully, we've assembled the experts to give you a handy-dandy checklist of exactly what questions to ask. So if these are getting asked on a first date?
It's weird.
No, I would never answer hardly any of those questions.
What is your relationship? Let's bang through these really quick. What is your relationship like with your family? What is your biggest fear? Who did you turn to as a child when you were scared, lonely, or hurt? How do you deal with finances? What are you most proud of and why? These are all interview questions.
Yeah.
What do you need during periods of stress? Well, that's one option. And then make that answer and make the hand motion.
That's our little inside joke.
I was thinking the same thing.
Little inside joke. What's going on here in the studio? Who's your biggest influence and why? What are your favorite addictions? Are you a neat person or a messy person? Are you an Okay, well, that maybe.
A neat person or messy person would be a question that I ask. I'm like, hey, like, how do you keep your house? Like, are you a immediately throw stuff in the washer kind of person, or
how do you bring that up?
Come over and find out.
Hey, 5 words to describe your mother or father, giving examples to support each.
I like that people one. Actually. I don't know.
And literally, you're going to ask it like that?
No.
Give examples to support each.
I would ask, hey, like, how close are you with your parents? Like, what are they like? Because, I mean, they say if you want to get to know, I know just looks-wise, if you want to see what your wife or future wife is going to look like in a few years, you look at her. I think it's the same thing with behavior. If you're close with your family, typically you'll act like that later on. A lot of times, anyhow.
Yeah, I would ask a family question. I would answer one because, you know, yeah, that tells a lot about you.
These are all stiff, though. That's how it feels to me. Like,
you
there's no conversation.
Work.
If you were leaving in a car from Barstow traveling at 55 miles per hour and I was leaving Las Vegas traveling at 83 miles per hour, where in Baker would we meet? The Bun Boy.
Bun Boy. Obvious. Obvious. Or the Euro Place.
Yeah, Bun Boy doesn't exist anymore. But you get my point. Oh. No, that's sad.
I never stopped.
I never stopped either. Never. That's why it's not there.
Sometimes. Well, sometimes on the way back if I really have to pee. Yeah, right. But then I go to Jack in the Box. All right. Well, thank you, Reyes. Have a lovely day. Hopefully you'll find love. Oh, maybe a toy drive.
I'll see you Thursday.
Okay. We'll
bye,
see
buddy.
You Thursday.
Bye, buddy.
So, boy, Reyes. Why don't we do 55 minutes commercial free? Although, speaking of dating, Spence believes that he's uncovered the ultimate move.
Yes.
He believes he has uncovered the ultimate move. I will tell you this. At first, I was skeptical. Then I saw these questions. If this is what you're up against, yes, you have found the ultimate move.
So, thank you.
We'll explain in just a moment.
Yeah. The Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show. 90.5. 90.5. KLUC.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning.
This is the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
A minute ago, we were talking about these just god-awful questions that somebody who's supposed to be an expert said to ask on a first date, and it just all looked like a job interview. Although, is it kind of like that when you did, like when you were doing speed dating, Lil Jess? Is it like a job interview?
Speed dating is a little different because you only have 6 minutes. So it's like get to the questions, the things you want to know about someone. So yeah, at times I felt like I was asking interview type questions.
But are those the kind of things that you're asking?
No.
What's your greatest wish? What's the last thing you wish for when you tossed a coin in a fountain?
Mine were pretty basic. Mine were pretty basic. What do you do for a living? Do you have any children?
Yeah.
How do you feel about dating someone with a child
just
if you don't? Yeah.
Don't you just stick with the basics? You know what I mean? And just kind of let your natural effervescence shine through.
Conversation.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I guess these are interview-like questions, but I would think that a first date is just getting to know someone. And isn't that kind of like an interview? I mean,
Are you really trying to... are you telling me right now that you're going back to this and you're trying to convince us that our distaste for these questions is wrong?
Yes. I'm trying to find my way around it. Some of them are awkward, but you know, I would ask some of these.
We're moving on to something else now.
All
so,
right.
So you will not convince me. that's not happening. But so after all this, now I'm even more convinced that Spence on Spencemas. Yes, today is his birthday, ladies and gentlemen.
Merry Spencemas, everybody.
Merry Spencemas.
That you believe that you've come upon the ultimate move.
Yes, and let me explain. It's very simple. If you're talking to somebody, you just met them, and you're going, and they might be even in the middle of a sentence. You just simply say to her, "Wow, you have amazing eyebrows." Boom, you distract them. They love you immediately. It's the go-to. The other thing that works with the eyebrow thing, if you're in an argument and you're going at, "Ah, yeah, you're such a jerk." Hey, real quick, you have amazing eyebrows. Boom. Argument snuffed out. I have seen this happen a dozen times.
Where?
I even tried it at a Friendsgiving on our friend Morales. She was saying,
yeah,
go,
but she loves her eyebrows.
Right. And it, well, maybe, I don't know. But basically I go, wow, you have really great eyebrows. And she was distracted, like shiny thing, shiny.
No, she's on social all the time saying how proud she is of her eyebrow game.
I can see how that move works, though, because as someone who loves to put makeup on, and eyebrows is a trending thing right now, and I put all that work into making them look even great, I think I would get a little, you know, tingly and warm inside if a guy was like, oh, I really love your eyebrows.
And I'll tell you why.
I get it, because, Kayla, do you put a lot of time in on your eyebrows?
Barely any.
See, that's why. It doesn't work on her.
And I'll tell you, that's why, Jess, because you're taking an extra step to notice something that they're taking an effort in.
But if I'm in the middle of a conversation with you, and let's say we're talking about going
out this
weekend.
My God, your eyebrows are amazing.
I would be so mad at you. I'd be like, you're not listening to anything I'm saying.
Yeah,
like,
but you're also the person that thinks it's a good idea that says, what was the last thing you wished for when you tossed the coin into a fountain?
When you were a scared child.
I wished
to turn 7. That's what I wished.
I'm telling you, no. I've seen this work. I have seen it work a dozen times.
Now, in the middle of an argument, though, I'm with Kayla in that. If we're arguing, you're not going to be able to distract me with the eyebrow thing. You actually might get decked if you...
Well, not you. You're off topic.
Well, because I'm going to think that you're like not paying attention. And B, that you're trying to do something like sarcastic, like we're fighting about something, and you're like, by the way, your eyebrows look amazing. I'd be like, dude, what?
Yeah, I think in the middle of a fight, that's not working.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, let's call Steph and see how that. Let's see if you've worked that on Steph.
Do like 6 times and she still hasn't figured it out. Amazing. Yeah,
she doesn't understand what I'm doing over here. She doesn't.
She's like, oh, you're worthless. Like, really quick, I'm sorry. I know we're arguing, but your eyebrow game is amazing.
She looks at you and went,
and then we make
what?
And then we make sweet love.
No, you don't. None of this.
Wake me up.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Wake me up.
On 98.5 KLUC.
This comes around every once in a while. Could you eat a banana peel?
No, that's gross.
Do you eat the peel to anything? No. I mean, apple peel, obviously.
Nope. Oh, I guess so, yeah.
Apple peel.
That's not peel, that's skin.
Well, what's the difference?
Yeah, are we splitting hairs here?
Maybe, but there is a difference to me.
I call it apple peel. I've never called it apple skin.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Because, by the way, I ain't eating nothing skin.
You like chicken skin? Like on a chicken?
So I'll eat a chicken skin.
I call it chicken peel. So <it's> a...
No, you're welcome. No, I played your birthday. Of course I'm going to play along with that. Are you kidding? You set me up. I'm going to fall right into it.
If you have to remove it to get to the goodness
inside. You really call
inside?
It apple skin? No, I'm stuck. I'm sorry.
No, I probably call it apple peel, but I
you're just trying
when
to mess
I think
with me,
about
but it's
it.
It's your birthday. I'll allow it.
Neither sound right to me. I don't know why. Apple skin, apple peel.
Apple peel.
But
sound
that's
right
not the point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's not the point.
Yeah.
Do you eat orange peel?
No. I'll put it in like whiskey, but.
I think thickness will determine what you're going to eat.
Are we still talking about fruit skin?
Because the... Naughty boy.
What? I didn't need to stop you, did I?
I'm all thrown off.
Okay, but would you eat a banana peel?
No.
Here's the thing. They say if you want to lose weight, you should eat banana peel.
Oh, Lord.
I don't know anybody who eats banana peel. Do you know anybody who eats banana peel?
I could not name one person.
I feel like I know somebody that eats orange peel, but I don't know who they are.
Well, is it because you're so grossed out by what when you're doing it that you don't want to eat anything else and then you lose weight from that?
It says that all the fiber and the vitamins in the peel have a ton of health benefits beyond just the weight loss. And if you eat banana peel, you'll also improve your sleep and have... Well, it sounds like you should eat the outside, not the inside of banana. So this lady who's pushing this... She says she does recognize that it's a big ask to get people to eat the peel, so she recommends cooking it to make it soft, then blending it into a smoothie.
Ugh.
Did I just say smoothie?
We knew
it. Smoothie.
Blech.
I still don't know that I can do it.
Probably blending it into the smoothie, you probably wouldn't even know.
Do you eat potato peel?
No.
You don't? On a baked potato?
On a baked potato, you
no.
do. Oh, you don't eat it?
No, I don't think so. I try to scrape in all the potato out as much as possible.
And then you don't eat the skin.
No.
Skin tastes so good.
I hate it when they include it in the red potato mashed up.
You don't
like
it.
Like that.
I don't like it like that.
And I'm not messing with it. Those are potato skins. They're not.
No, you peel potatoes. You don't skin them.
Like, if I am...
Apparently, you're not doing them right.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
Jeff Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Lil Jess on 98.5 KLUC.
You weren't with us a second ago. There's a doctor who's proposing that you should eat banana peels to lose weight. That it's really good for you. It's good on a variety of levels. And then the question became, do monkeys even eat the banana peel?
No, they don't.
Well, then no one's.
They're experts, and if they're not going to eat them, why would we eat them?
If a monkey's not exactly, if a monkey is not eating the banana peel, then no one should eat the banana peel.
Apparently, they do use it as feedstock for cattle, goats, pigs, and poultry and fish and zebras in farms around where bananas are grown.
I feel like I've seen elephants just go full, like they get the banana full and banana. They go, full banana.
Cows will eat anything.
That is very true. Cows will eat anything.
My dad used to feed them beer mash.
No.
Yeah. After they do whatever the process is of brewing beer, and after they use the mash and it's over like all the alcohol's out of it, but it's still like grain. Imagine my dad when he was 80 years old, looks like literally straight out of the Beverly Hillbillies. Like he looks like a guy who's going to go get beer mash and bring it home to the cows. He looks like this dude. And so he had all of these, whatever the biggest Rubbermaid garbage cans are that you could get. And there was a Rock Bottom Brewery. You know what those are? They're like a chain, and they brew their own beer.
Okay.
And they had one in downtown Seattle. So my dad is taking his flatbed truck. And the truck was decent. I mean, so he didn't look like a complete hillbilly. But no, he would go down and get like, I don't know, 15 of these giant garbage cans filled with the beer mash, and he'd come back and feed the cows because it was free.
Of course.
And my dad was so cheap that and it was worth it to him. And he would drive down to Seattle either like at 11 o'clock at night or at, I don't know, I think it was always in the middle of the night because there was no traffic.
Right.
And B, that's when they could give him the beer mash.
I'm sorry. All I can visualize with your dad right now is like he's wearing some sort of overalls and then he's got like a straw hanging out his mouth or whatever, like a piece
no,
of like.
He wasn't that guy, but literally he'd wear like a hunting hat. He would wear one of those bright orange. He'd have a bright orange that had a bill on it. He looked like freaking Elmer Fudd. He did. I'm telling you.
Oh, your dad was Elmer Fudd. That's great.
Ish. Taller and thinner. If Elmer Fudd had a tall, thin brother that actually didn't have a speech impediment, that would be my father. And the cows would eat beer mash.
Yeah.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Every morning.
Jeff Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Lil Jess on 98.5 KLUC.
Did you hear the story out of Arizona where the girl got locked out of her house over Thanksgiving weekend?
Oh, no.
I didn't.
She tried to get back in. 17-year-old girl locked out of her parents' house. Obviously, she was probably doing something she wasn't supposed to be doing. She tried to get back in to the house through the chimney. Because Santa Claus.
Yeah, of course.
Didn't realize that at the bottom, you know, at the bottom there's a flue.
Yeah.
Now, Santa's got a way to get around that. 17-year-old girls do not. And she did not realize that just doesn't work that way, that you can't shimmy down the freaking chimney and get in there. Her friend actually describing what had happened and how mad her parents are is actually pretty hilarious too. If you give me just half a second, and here that is.
She was panicking. She was like, I don't know what to do. Call.
Oh my God.
Call 911. Like, she was panicking. She couldn't breathe or nothing. She thought of the chimney going down the chimney.
Chimney. There's no extra syllable.
I love it.
A chimney. By the way, doesn't this 17-year-old girl sound 12?
Yeah. She didn't know it was blocked in the bottom. So she went down the chimney and she got stuck. She started freaking out. I don't know what we were thinking. They were so mad. They were really, really mad.
So mad in the chimney.
So mad.
Yeah, the firefighters had to come and get her and all that kind of stuff. So here's what we're going to do. It's 702-364-9898. I think we'll put up a prize. Madame Tussauds tickets.
Okay.
You know they have the new Beyonce figure there.
Oh.
You didn't know?
No.
It's a Beychella. Beychella, Beychella.
Beychella.
It's a Beychella 2.0 affair, and you don't want to miss it. Hmm? Hmm? 702-364-9898. You tell us how you tried to break into your own house. We will tell you whether you were successful or not.
Okay.
Okay?
You tell us why you got locked out and how you tried to break into your own house. We will tell you whether you were successful or not. Of all the people that beat us, then you will go into a random drawing for the prize.
Perfect.
Right. How about that? 702-364-9898.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
So once again, a girl in Phoenix, 17-year-old girl, locked out of her house for whatever reason, out of her parents' house. She tries to get back in through the chimney. And if you're wondering why I'm saying chimney, listen to her friend who's describing what happened.
She was panicking. She was like, I don't know what to do. Call 911. Like, she was panicking.
911. Panicking.
Panicking. She couldn't breathe or nothing. She thought of the chimney going down the chimney, but I didn't know it was blocked on the bottom. So she went down the chimney and she got stuck. She started freaking out. I don't know what we were thinking. They were so mad. They were really, really mad.
17-year-old girls are fun.
That's awesome.
Not everything.
They were mad, really, really mad.
And how most everything ends up going in an uptick. Like, yeah, like everything's a question. And they say things like chimney. So here's the deal. You tell us why you got locked out of your house and what you tried to do to get back in. Now, don't make it so obvious that we'll know the answer, because we'll try to guess whether it actually worked or not.
Okay.
Okay, let's see how this goes. Brianna and Henderson, why did you get locked out?
So I decided to sneak out because my parents gave me a 10 o'clock curfew and that wasn't working for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I snuck out and then I came back in around like 6 a.m. in the morning and I didn't see my dad's truck. So I was like, awesome, he's already at work, so I'm going to sneak through his window. So I opened his window, I'm halfway through, and he pops his head up from his bed and he said, oh, hey there, how's it going?
I think you missed the point of where you weren't supposed to tell us how it turned out. We were going to guess whether you were successful or not. So I'm going to go with she was not successful.
No, she was not.
I'm going to go with she was
successful.
Not successful. Okay, good.
Good story, though.
Yeah, great story. Hey, Drea, so how old were you?
I'm probably like 14.
Why did you get locked out?
Same thing. I decided I wanted to sneak out and hang out with my friends, which I did. And then I came home. So my bedroom is on the second story, so I had to get like a garbage can and a box and like somehow climb up on the roof.
Okay, hold on. Don't window. Say no more. Just try and get through the window. Okay, now, do you believe she was successful or not successful? Spence.
I believe she was successful.
I don't think too many people tell these story. Well, although Brianna told her she was right out of the chute, she was unsuccessful.
All right.
I think if she's telling about how she had a box and what'd you say, a box and a garbage can? Is that what you said? Box and garbage can?
Yeah.
You don't tell about how you had the box and the garbage can unless you're a winner at the end of this.
Okay.
I'm going to say she was successful. You said successful,
successful
as well?
Successful, yes.
Kayla.
I'm going to say she was not successful based on the same reasons, because I feel like the whole plan didn't go her way at all.
Drea, successful or unsuccessful?
Well, if my dad wouldn't have been on to me and locked the window, I would have been totally
out. Oh, she threw us the okey-doke. She was unsuccessful. Kayla, are you keeping score? Of course you are. That's one for Kayla. All right, hang on one second. Very good. Let's go to Hannah in Northtown. Hey.
Hey.
Hey. why were you locked out?
So I was kind of a loser kid. So I was older. I was already in my own house, but I had left the house and left the door unlocked because my roommates were home. And so I didn't take my keys with me. And when I got back, they had left and locked the doors.
Okay. So how did you try to get in?
I tried to get in through my backyard into the kitchen window.
Ooh.
Backyard, kitchen window. It's tough with the sink. I'm gonna go unsuccessful. Kayla.
I'll go see successful. I think she was able to do it.
She's a wily the one though, this Hannah from Northtown.
Industrious. I think if you count the window being broken, she still got in the house, so successful.
Yeah, we have to define what's successful.
Right.
Finish the story, Hannah.
So I grabbed a chair from the backyard, and I did make it through the kitchen window, but not without scraping my knee on the sink.
So is that successful or unsuccessful? I think she got in. Yeah. That's successful.
Successful.
Yes. Who said successful?
Spence and I both said successful.
Put another point on the board.
All right.
Put another point on the board. I thought for a while, didn't we have a... We have it somewhere. I don't know where it went. I can't find it. Let's try Jason. Jason, why were you locked out?
I forgot to take my house key.
Okay.
Okay, that's simple enough.
Yeah, easy.
How did you try to get back in?
I heard you can use a bobby pin, but I didn't have any. But I had a paper clip, which you can also use.
Go ahead.
I got the paper clip just enough. I put in the pins of the deadbolt.
He's going to tell us how it ends. He's going to tell us how it ends.
The deadbolt on
Jason. Yes. We're supposed to guess whether you made it in or not. So if you tell us whether you made it in or not, we're not going to be able
to guess.
Gotcha.
Did we not explain this? Did we not explain that part to the folks on the phone?
That's definitely my bad. I just took their story.
No, we're good. Do you think Jason made... I think Jason made it through. He sounds awfully confident.
Sounds like he made it
through. Jason made it through.
I don't think he did.
Jason, how did it end up?
I got in.
Oh, bro.
Outstanding. And our final score in this game, Kayla, is...
Kayla and Spence tied with two. Chet, you had one.
All right. Well, you guys are the co-champions. Woo-hoo! Congratulations.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Merry Spencemas, everybody!
Merry Spencemas,
it's Spence's birthday, better known as Spencemas.
Yes.
It's also my wife's birthday.
Yes.
It's also Britney Spears' birthday. I gotta be honest, man, that's the triple crown of royalty in this show. At least as far as
Merry Spencemas to your wife?
As far as I'm concerned. She loves that it's Spencemas because then none of the attention's on her.
Yeah.
Gonna go for a lovely sushi dinner and watch the Seahawks later. Be fantastic.
Very nice. And tell her thank you again for the banana bread. That was very nice.
You're welcome. Well, I made her.
Oh, thank you then.
So we got to do something.
All right.
The 21st annual 98.5 KLUC Chet Buchanan Show Toy Drive, presented by the Venetian Resort and Sands Care, starts Thursday.
Wow.
And you notice how cold it is. Anybody else notice how good all of a sudden got a little cold?
Uh-huh.
A little cold out there. It's supposed to rain on Wednesday. No big deal there. Apparently by Thursday, we're good. Weather chance heading into the weekend, but so what? Like, you know, probably a big bunch of nothing.
Sure.
Honestly, most of it, from what I'm hearing or reading on my phone, cloudy and 55, which is, that's perfect for me.
And you know what's important also to note, regardless of the weather, whether it's wind or rain, or we've had snow, hot, cold, 24 hours a day, it's open. You can drop off bikes, toys, gift cards, any time of the day. Regardless of the weather, somebody will be there. Chet will be on the scaffold.
Yeah, I was going to say that someone will be me.
Yeah.
For sure.
For sure there. But to get, you know, downstairs to take those toys and bikes and gift cards, there's always somebody there.
It's a surprising number of third shift people that will swing through at about 4.
Okay.
Once they get off.
It's awesome.
So, thank you to our friends at Centennial Toyota and Nevada State Bank and NACV Injury Law, Coca-Cola and the District of Green Valley Ranch, Zero Res, Fox 5's in. We filmed the commercial last week. It's running.
Yeah.
1 hour heating and air conditioning because it is cold and they have warming. What do we call those? Just fire pits?
Fire pits, yeah.
Yeah. We also, and thank you to the Greater Las Vegas Association of Realtors and Walgreens and Tropical Smoothie Cafe and Terrible Herbst and Helix Electric. Donate when you go into Terrible Herbst.
Yes.
It's just, can't believe it's already here.
I know.
But now I'm at that point. Let's just go.
Right.
Because if you think about it, we literally have 2 weeks from right now, 2 weeks, 2 weeks and 2 hours from right now, it'll be over. Wow. So we got to go. 37 trucks and 8,758 bikes. Sorry, I keep one trying more. To forget about the one more. $505,449 in cash and gift cards. We have got a lot of work to do. Toy Drive starts Thursday. Wow. and we need you. We got to see it. We got to see everybody there. And just one. You're going to hear the stories about people bringing a lot. Just bring one. And if you have any questions, including how, if you know somebody that needs help, go to KLUC.com and everything you need to know is right
Don't
there.
Wait on
it. Yeah, don't wait. Don't wait. If we've started Toy Drive and then you're hitting me up, A, I know you're not listening. You know what I mean? Then yeah. A, I know you're not paying, you know, you're not paying attention and you don't listen to the radio station. And B, it's just, it's hard. It's hard to try and turn that stuff around. And it's not like I'm taking 9,000 bikes and putting them in my garage so where I can go, yeah, buddy, here. And
exactly.
You know, and that somebody's going to deliver. Like, you're going to have to make some effort. You're going to have to. And it's funny the number of people that are like, no, you can't. Well, look, here's my email. I'm telling you I got a problem here. Why can't you just bring 20 bikes to my house? You know, it's like, what?
It's not how it works.
And for most people, it's December 2nd. You already know how your Christmas is shaping
no
up.
No two ways about it.
Right?
In fact.
I think in reality, like for us, I think we only have one more paycheck, that's maybe two. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So max two.
It's two tops. Yeah, the 13th and the, no, one.
We have one. So for us, we have one paycheck until Christmas. You know now if you need help. Yeah. So KLUC.com, like Chet said, there's an FAQ page and everyone you need to get in contact with is there.
Did television make you cry over the weekend? And I'm not talking about The Irishman. What a great movie. Did you see it?
Yep.
I did not watch it. I couldn't commit 3.5 hours to it.
That was what we had to do. And literally, it started Wednesday night. You want to do it? Oh, God. It's already 9 o'clock. You know what I mean?
We're like, I'll never make it.
Yeah. Oof. So, no, we finally ended up doing it Saturday. It was when we, after football, we ended up finally getting it. What a great movie. But did TV make you cry this weekend? The Apple commercial, the E.T., the Xfinity thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, yeah, we want to ask. Yeah.
Come on.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
98.5. Yeah. KLQC.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
So did television make you cry over the Thanksgiving holiday? They tried a couple of different times.
Yeah, they did.
Which one got you?
Apple commercial.
Which one got you?
The Apple commercial.
Not the Xfinity with the E.T.?
No, I've already seen the movie.
Did you cry? Did you see the Apple commercial?
I did not see the Apple. I saw the Xfinity.
Did you go see the whole thing?
There's. Yeah.
after you saw the TV commercial? Did you go see? There's like a 4-minute mini movie.
No, I saw it on YouTube.
Okay, well that's the deal.
Okay.
There were a lot of people that talked about how the Apple commercial got to them.
How about you? Did it get to you?
I didn't cry, but I went, "Oh, that's really good." After I realized what it was, because I realized I've totally tuned out to commercials.
Right.
Mm. Yeah.
And then I went, "Oh, this is nice." And then I realized, "Oh my God!" So what they do is they there's two little girls. Are they twins?
No. I don't know.
No, just sisters.
They're just little sisters. And they're going to Grandpa's house for the holiday, and Grandpa's not in a good mood. Grandpa's grumpy. And so they're kind of trying to keep the kids out of Grandpa's hair and during the car trip and all of that by giving them an iPad. And they keep giving it, just here, just watch this. Just sit down. Shh, don't touch things.
Exactly. You know,
that kind of thing. And then after a while, they start in on a project. And basically, it's to make a video of Grandma who's no longer with
them.
And Grandma's still with us. You know, see, look.
And Grandma must have passed recently because Mom, the daughter's trying to get the clothes out of the way and iron the clothes.
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, it's like Grandma died sometime between Christmas and this Christmas. That's what killed me.
Oh, I didn't notice that. I didn't notice that part. I just figured it was recent. Yeah. Anyway, and then there's Xfinity's got a 4-minute commercial called A Holiday Reunion. E.T. comes back to Earth, sees Elliot. And that's the original guy. Much love. And now everybody's pointing out how he just got a DUI, like I just did.
I forgot about that.
But how about this? So I thought it was cool. I was never one of those people who was totally blown away by E.T. I thought it was a good movie. It didn't change my life.
Yeah.
Listen to this review. It's basically a 4-minute rehash of the original movie. Except with Elliot's kids. They scream when they first see him. They laugh as he awkwardly tries to assimilate to human life. He eats Reese's Pieces cupcakes, because that's how it's different. But then E.T. gets homesick, so he recruits Elliot's son and daughter to take him to a ship on flying bicycles. Past the moon, of course. But before he leaves, puts his glowy finger up to the son's chest and says, "I'll be right here." You know, just like he did to Elliot 37 years ago. So touching. Of course, absolutely none of this has a single thing to do with Xfinity. They just toss the half-baked slogan, "Reconnect for the Holidays," in at the end. I'm like, oh my God, who hurt you?
Right? It's just a simple tie-in. It's adorable.
What I saw was a shortened quasi-remake that superficially hit many of the emotional highlights of the original and then was slapped together to increase brand awareness for a major corporation. Am I wrong?
Yes, yeah. You're wrong in your cynical ways. Wow. You are completely wrong.
No, you're right. No, you're totally right, but not to be that cynical.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you should be more cynical about how Elliot looks like hell and E.T. still looks like a little old man but hasn't aged. You know?
Yeah.
That's what's more important.
That's it. What is today, ladies and gentlemen? Kayla, what is the most important thing about today?
What is? I don't.
Really? You're looking right at him. Jesus. You can't, honestly, you can't throw a curveball at this one over here. No. You got to set her up. We need cue cards. We need cue cards. Cue cards. That would change our lives.
It would change our
cue
lives.
Cue cards. Yes, it is Spencemas. And that is the answer for the final exam today. Intersect Festival tickets for you today. General admission tickets for Intersect Festival. This weekend is already December 6th and 7th.
My God.
Yeah, but you know what? Crazy. This weekend's already the first weekend of Toy Drive.
Yeah.
We have so much to do. But we'll get you tickets to the Intersect Festival if you promise to come to Toy Drive. Just know that what is so special about today, it's Spencemas. That will be the answer for the final exam coming up at 9:40. Commercial free all the way until at least until 9:45. We will do all of that right after this.
You woke up with us. Now take us to work.
Yay!
The Jeff Buchanan Show, kicking off your workday commercial free on 98.5 KLUC.
I can't take credit for this. It was my wife who pointed it out last night. Watched the football game. New England got smoked by Houston last night, Sunday Night Football. Thought about picking them in our Pick'em League, and I choked.
Oh, no.
Man, I got crushed yesterday.
I think a lot of people did.
I thought Arizona would beat the Rams. All of a sudden, the Rams woke up.
Mm.
Yuck. But here is the question that my wife asked. By the way, I have no room to talk. I've grown the Toy Drive beard a little early. My wife likes it, and it's her birthday today. So I hadn't shaved since last Tuesday.
Right. Oh.
So I got a little shy of a week's worth going.
Okay.
So I just trimmed it up a little bit today because today's her birthday and she likes it.
Will you shave it before you go up on the scaffold?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm not crazy about it because my beard is because it's gray. I'm not crazy about it.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Here's the related story. Look at those pictures that you see of Tom Brady on the bench. And if you watched this last night, does he dye his hair? Is he dyeing his hair because Tom Brady knows, and Tom Brady's only 40, so it's not like he's old. But he's old. He's NFL old.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
And is Tom Brady dyeing his hair so that people won't call him old?
Oh, it looks so dark in this photo.
In your expert opinion, Kayla, is he dyeing his hair? I think he is.
I think he is, too, because honestly, it looks like he's got a little bit of a beard, too. Like, and it looks a little gray, just underneath the chin.
Uh-huh.
He's dyeing his hair. That color brown is
that's it.
It's a darker brown than I'm used to.
Unnatural is the word that comes to mind.
Yeah, it doesn't look right.
Oh, no.
And it's no big deal. I don't mind.
He's a good-looking man either
no,
way.
No, and I pulled that move for a minute before, thankfully, Brandon Rayner some 10, 12 years ago said, we were playing Guitar Hero and we were betting Brandon had cancer. We were playing Guitar Hero at the hospital. Brandon said, if I beat you, shave your head. We'll be twins. And I said, you'll have to get out of that bed. Come down to the station. We'll do it on the air. And he did. And I started to grow it back and I saw his mom and his mom said, I like it better the other way.
So you've shaved your head ever since?
Shaved my head ever since.
That's great.
But yeah, but I get it. I dyed it for a minute. It was bad.
I still I still dye the chin hairs. I don't
know. On occasion?
No, on occasion, but I think I mentioned earlier this morning the grays are becoming impervious to the dye.
That was off the air.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
You said off the air.
Yeah. So, but yeah, why not? So I got no hate in my game for him. He wants to dye his hair.
So Spence doesn't dye his chin hairs anymore because he just won't take.
No.
it just bounces off, right? And I get it. Mm-hmm. And I worry about that it would look like if I tried to dye, like if I want, because I kind of like, I don't hate having the beard, and my wife really does like it.
Yeah.
And to make me a little happier, I would think about using that, you know, whatever, Just for Men or whatever.
Yeah.
But then I would think it would look like I used my wife's mascara to double and draw.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
All right, little Jess, who's contestant number one today?
That'll be Shelby Styles from the Southwest.
Shelby, what you doing for a buzzer?
Oh, God.
All right. Did anybody else think she burped right there?
I did.
Just for half a second. I thought you burped, and I was like, how are you going to be able to do that on command?
I don't think I can.
I was willing to roll with it, whatever it was. Contestant number two?
Hannah Rubinson from Northtown.
Hey. Hannah, what's your buzzer going to be?
Hey.
Fair enough. It makes a lot of sense. Spence is, and especially on Spencemas, you shall not dispute, argue, any of that.
I will lay the smack down.
He is the judge of who buzzes in first. And he shall, what do I usually say? He shall not be questioned.
Question, right.
Shall not be questioned.
Right.
Kayla's the asker of the questions. Here's question number one.
So which hit movie won the box office for the second week in a row? Is that Frozen 2, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, or Ford v. Ferrari?
Okay.
You got to go Hannah.
Frozen 2.
Hannah says Frozen 2, but any of those are really good choices. It's Frozen 2. And isn't Knives Out the number two movie?
Knives Out, number two movie, like 40 million or something like that. But Frozen 2 did 125 million again.
Knives Out looks really good to me, though. I really want to go see that. It looks like one of those Clue movies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. One-zip Hannah, question two.
So which supermodel clapped back at a fan who tried calling her out for having staff and nannies? Was that Gisele Bündchen, Rosie Huntington-Whiteley, or Chrissy Teigen?
Shelby?
I'm going to say Chrissy Teigen.
Shelby says Chrissy Teigen because when you hear the words clap back, isn't Chrissy Teigen pretty much the first one that you should? Yeah, do you have a problem with it? So she was thanking her staff and nannies as she's writing out. They took a picture or video of her writing out thank you cards
yeah.
to her staff and nannies. And then somebody goes, oh, yeah, thankful for my staff and Annie. She's like, I just said that, stupid. You know, essentially, that's what she said.
But okay, you got me.
But, yeah, but don't you have a, do you have a problem? I would expect her to have a staff and nannies because they're rich.
Yes. Right.
I don't have a problem with that.
And if you were rich, you would have the same thing.
Exactly.
Perhaps. Oh, wait, we forgot. You're so much better. Oh, that's right. We're tied at one. All important question number three. No muss, no fuss. One giant game-winning point.
Shelley Morrison died this past weekend at the age of 83. What show was she best known for? Is that Will and Grace, The Big Bang Theory, or Friends?
Hey.
Hannah.
Will and Grace.
My grandmother would like to dispute. You don't have Marcus Welby on here. But she's very upset about them. My grandmother would like to protest the question. Actually, we were like, she's been on a lot of stuff.
Like back from the 60s.
Yeah. Yeah. Which, and what show was she on in the 60s?
Marcus Welby.
Yes, that's my grandmother's very upset. But most recently known, we believe, for Will and Grace.
Yes.
Yeah, your winner, Hannah. Oh, congratulations. Nice job.
Thank you, guys. Merry Spencemas.
Merry Spencemas
to all. And once again, Hannah Rubinson, who's got a nice little run going on this game. She is today's champion of
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown. The Chet Buchanan Show. The greatest person in the world.
Hopes if you turn that on. Well, I think it's an obvious and I think it's a unanimous, obviously, Merry Spencemas, one and all.
Merry Spencemas.
It's Spencemas' birthday today, and just we always like to celebrate, not nearly as much as he likes.
No, I love it.
But we like to celebrate, and nobody loves their birthday more than Spence, and I support all of that.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, man.
So we love you, buddy. Happy
Thanks,
birthday.
Buddy.
Happy Appreciate birthday. It. Merry Spencemas, everybody. So that this gets its own.
The greatest person in the world.
Right. And then, Kayla, what you got?
So yesterday, I stopped off around 12:30 at the Raisin Cane's at Jeffrey's in St. Rose Parkway. And the woman.
Where's that?
It's like
Jeffrey's, St. Rose, so
yeah,
Henderson.
Like, yeah, so St. Rose Hospital right there at Eastern Grand, that complex.
Know the one.
So anyway. In the drive-thru line, the woman in front of me, Natalia, was in the window and went to go hand her card back to the woman in the car in front of me. Woman drops her card,
ugh,
and she cannot get it because she's close to the window. She's like, I can't open my door. I don't know what to do. I don't want to run over my card. And so Natalia, without even thinking, climbs out of the window.
Full on,
climbed out of the window.
Feet on the ground?
Yep. And then got down, got the card out from underneath the woman's car, and then gave it back to her, and then climbed back through the window to get it very efficiently. Like, it happened like lightning fast.
Like, might not have been her first time?
No, yeah. She was way too much of a pro at this.
She's like a gymnast?
Yeah. Maybe. We didn't have a conversation about it.
She's like in a Cirque show, and she's just doing this on the side?
Well, her name was Natasha, right?
Or Natalia.
Yeah.
Sounds Russian to me. She's a gymnast.
Between gigs.
Yeah. So I just thought it was really cool. I wanted to point that out. That is customer service right there.
Solid.
So Natalia at the St. Rose Raisin Cane's, you is
the greatest person in the world.
Are you trying to take my endorsement? Is that what's going on?
No, no. I'm sorry. It was not the intention.
I'm just joking.
Actually, I the whole time I'm like, Raisin Cane's.
Raisin Cane's. Right. I know. I was like, of all the things I ate this weekend, I held off on Cane's. I did. We ate everything else.
How.
You know why? Because I know at Toy Drive, I'm going to have plenty of cane.
Right.
Yeah.
At Toy Drive. Who's your greatest person,
sir? It's Spencemas related. So I was going to not do anything for Spencemas this year. And I create a Spencemas card that I give to staff. It's just what I've done the last 10 years. And last second, I go, okay, I'm going to do it. And I design the card and I go onto Walgreens.com and I figure it out. I find the store, I'm gonna post it, I'm gonna get it done. It can print the very same day. But it comes up and it was later in the evening and it's like 10:35 this morning. It wouldn't be ready until this morning at 10:35.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
So I called the Walgreens at DI in Fort Apache and I got the photo guy and I wish I had his name, but he's like, no, I'll take care of it. Just give me an hour or so, and then come by.
Did you sing him the song? Do they know it's Spencemas time? And that convinced him?
Yes, that's exactly how. You must have been on the phone call, because that's what I did. He's like, I wasn't going to do it, but that song did it for me. But he didn't have to. And the guys at Walgreens for Toy Drive always go above and beyond.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it's nice to see just on a, because I didn't go, hey, I'm Spence from the Chip Buchanan
Show. Yeah, don't you know who I think I am?
Come
on, no.
Garbage. Yeah. And by the way, he thought the photo cards were very funny. as well. So that's nice. So dude at photo at DI and Fort Apache Walgreens, you is
the greatest person in the world.
There were a couple of these that popped up. Obviously, one's going to get more attention than the other. You heard about what Sia did, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sia goes out to a grocery store ahead of Thanksgiving, says that her name was Cece, and that she'd hit the lottery and wanted to share it with everybody. So she started buying everybody's Thanksgiving groceries.
Aww.
And awesome. Nobody knows the real, or at least I never saw what the actual, you know, like what the final total was, but it couldn't have been cheap.
No.
Related story, Bobby Wagner, who's the all-pro linebacker for your Seattle Seahawks, play Minnesota tonight, Monday Night Football.
Your Seattle Seahawks.
Oh, my. Oh, no, I'm sorry. My Seattle Seahawks. No, but Bobby Wagner also went to a grocery store in Seattle and just started paying for people's groceries.
That's awesome.
That's cool. On the day before Thanksgiving. And just that's just always nice. And, man, you know, it may not be a whole lot, but what that does for your brain, is a big deal. And with Toy Drive coming up, it's, again, you may not think you're doing a lot. You have no idea. Mm-hmm. So Bobby Wagner, the Seahawks, and Sia, and I'm sure there were other people, and we just didn't hear the story. You just might be
the greatest person in the world. Finally, all of that listening pays off.
Yay! All right.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show's final exam.
Real quick, thank you again to our friends at Centennial Toyota for the custom Jeff Buchanan Show shirts. Lil Jess, who's on the phone for final exam?
Antoinette Tippett from the West Side.
Antoinette, it's a very, very special day today. I mean, it's Britney Spears' birthday.
Yes.
It's my wife's birthday. But there's something that trumps all of that.
Mary Spence
to one and all. I'm sorry to use the term trumps in there. That wasn't intentional. I feel bad.
Not a problem.
I feel bad. I realize
nothing bothers me on Spence.
No, nor should it. And nothing bothers Antoinette either. She's got. You've got tickets for the Intersect Festival this weekend at the Las Vegas Festival Grounds. Kacey Musgraves, Anderson .Paak. Foo Fighters, everybody, see the full lineup and get your tickets at intersectfest.com. You don't have to worry about any of that because you already got yours.
Awesome.
Congratulations. Have a great day, and Merry Spencemas.
You too. Thank you.
All right, then. Hang on one second. All right, kids.
Oh, closer and closer.
Okay, by this time, 2 weeks from now, Toy Drive is done.
So crazy.
Legitimately, I'm coming down. The music, the montage of the 12 days is playing. Tears in the eyes, Cinderella story, hometown boy. I mean, I'm pretty sure at that point we'll all hopefully be breathing some sort of a sigh of relief.
Hopefully.
A, that we made it through it. B, that we've gotten one more toy, one more bike, one more gift card.
So excited.
Toy Drive starts Thursday. Woof. Everybody have a great day. Merry Spencemas, everybody.
Spencemas,
we love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Come on. The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5
KLQC. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.